With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United States seizing tanker number 6 in the Caribbean Sea. That in ongoing efforts to control exports of Venezuelan oil. The Veronica was boarded in an operation without incident as it was defying President Trump's quarantine of sanctioned vessels. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem declined to say how many sanctioned oil tankers the U.S. may be tracking.
I can't speak to the specifics of the operation, although we are watching the entire shadow fleet and how they're moving. I'm very proud of our Coast Guard, how they've partnered with the Department of War to do unprecedented actions in bringing these flags under jurisdiction that often, or these ships under jurisdiction that in many instances aren't flagged or they're affiliated with a country, moving this unauthorized oil to avoid our sanction policy.
President Trump is threatening to invoke the Insurrection Act, that in response to the continuing violence in Minneapolis. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
As protests against ICE officers in Minneapolis continue, the president said he may have to deploy the U.S. military or federalize the National Guard for domestic law enforcement. In a social media post, he referred to protesters as insurrectionists and ICE agents as patriots. The Insurrection Act is a rarely used federal law, but the president threatened its use after a federal officer shot and wounded a man who had attacked the officer with a shovel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal probe into a massive betting scheme to fix basketball games that stretched from China to the NCAA and ensnared 26 people, includes some college basketball players. The charges and documents unsealed Thursday in federal court in Philadelphia include bribery, wire fraud, and conspiracy. This is SRN News. A new report on pastors in America.
It comes from the Barna Group, which has been studying the mental health of the country's Protestant clergymen, and it reveals that most of them enjoy strong marriages. 76% of pastors tell Barna that their relationship with their wife is solid. However, the poll also finds that nearly half of all Protestant clergy say they often feel isolated, and just a third of them say they have someone outside of their church or their marriage in which they can confide. Michael Harrington reporting.
Legal experts say the Supreme Court seems likely to uphold state laws barring males from playing on female sports teams. Now, during arguments this week, at least 5 of the 6 conservatives on the court indicated they will rule the laws do not violate either the Constitution or the landmark Title IX statute that is designed to protect women's sports. This is SRN News. Department of Homeland Security making it easier for visa-holding religious workers to serve U.S. congregations with less disruption.
DHS announced a change on Wednesday to reduce visa wait times abroad for foreign nationals serving as pastors, priests, nuns, imams, and rabbis. These workers face long backlogs for permanent residency but can enter on temporary R1 visas. The new rule removes the requirement for R1 workers to leave the U.S. for a year after their visa expires. They can now apply to re-enter immediately. The change aims to support religious organizations and minimize disruptions to faith-based communities. Keith Peters, Washington.
Pope Leo meeting with families of Italian teenagers killed or injured in that fire in that Swiss ski resort bar during Christmas Eve party. That fire killed 40 young people. More details, srnnews.com.